dear.
The Zinc family's tired.
We're done.
Well, it's just, you know, the parties, most of the parties haven't started either because you get a bit of energy as you're getting closer to Christmas. You're all sort of feeling a bit zingy and festive. But, yeah, as you know, this last week's been a bit of a shocker for me with sleep and for you.
Mm.
So we're a bit cactus. I've got a lot on my mind. Anyway, last night this was proven to me that, yeah, I need to have a quiet weekend.
Okay.
Went to get petrol.
Okay.
Okay, so here I am filling up. I was bone dry. I dropped the girls off to this function they had to go to. I thought I'll slip in and get some petrol. And I've just got, you know, your mind's ticking over while you're putting the petrol in. Anyway, I've got back in the car. I was, you know, put the pump back in. And I've just got in the car and driven off, right?
Hang on. You haven't paid?
No, haven't paid.
Schweppes.
Didn't even think about it. So here I am pulling out the driveway, start driving down the road, and it's just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, hang on, this doesn't feel, I just didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I haven't paid. So I quickly pulled over and had to run back into the servo.
I'm amazed the lights didn't go off or the police weren't around the corner waiting.
Oh, well, you know.
They got you on camera though, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've raced back inside and here's the girl. Her name's Linda. Shout out to Linda from Coles Express. she's on the phone. I can see she's texting someone furiously. She's looking at the screen. I was like, hang on. I just left accidentally without paying for my petrol. And she goes, oh, there you are.
You're the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, and because she'd noticed me because of my Tassie license plates.
Right.
And she's actually a Tassie girl. So anyway, I just said, oh, my God. I said, I've never done that before. I can't believe that I could be that distracted that I would drive off without paying for the petrol.
A bit absent-minded. So that's that was your defence?
Yeah, but I've never done it before.
You sure?
No, never done it before.
Have you driven away with the plug still in there, like the hose still attached?
No, but I was telling the girls' footy coach once I went and picked them up and Dom said he'd done that. He'd actually started to drive off and the whole thing sort of came down.
Yeah.
But, I just can't believe that I could be so distracted and absent-minded.
You were this close to being jailbird, Ali.
Well, she said that she had a regular just do it the other day. She said he comes in all the time and the other day he just drove off and she said to the police, look, he won't have done it on purpose. He's obviously just forgotten to pay. But it made me think, you know, who in the Zinc family has stolen something accidentally? Have you ever driven off without paying for your petrol or stolen something?
No, I've driven off leaving the hose in.
Oh,
that ripped out and caused a bit of damage there. Look, the only thing I've walked out with is maybe a kid's toy. You know, when they were little, sitting in a pram, they might have held onto a little dolly or something, and you've walked through the checkout, and it's been in full view. It hasn't been hidden, but only when you've gone through and you realise, where did you get that from? Oh, Izzy. So you've gone back and paid for it.
Good boy.
Oh, no, a mate of mine said, mate, you've got it now. I said, no, conscious can't do that.
Yeah, I
agree.
I've
got to set an example for the kids.
Yeah, the karma. I can't do it with the karma. Yeah. So surely people in the Zinc family, come on, weigh in. When have you stolen something accidentally / driven off without paying for your petrol? Caro joins us on the line right now. What have you accidentally stolen?
I went into the Myer City, the big Myers in the city of Brisbane, and I needed to buy a king-size mattress protector. So you know how big one of those is?
Yeah.
Put it under my arm, went to buy something else and promptly walked down the Queen Street Mall without paying.
And no buzzers went off?
I was so mortified that I'd managed to forget to pay for something that big under my arm and had to go back in and shamefully admit I'd stolen it. Could I pay for it, please?
Oh, they would have been crying with laughter, no doubt.
I know, and it wasn't like something small. It was huge under my arm. Forgot to pay
wonder
for it.
It's one of your security didn't haul you in.
I know.
No one noticed.
So did you
actually...
So you, that's it. So you paid for something smaller in Myer, but walked out with the huge thing under your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, you naughty
thief. I went to another counter.
Great work.
Oh, I love that.
You're in the running for these comedy tickets.
Yeah, it's a cruise to go on the Spray of the Coral Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Saltwater Eco Tours Mooloolaba are doing this one. Who's calling in here? 1300 891 1929. If you can tell us what happened. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
It's Mick.
Yeah, Mick, tell us about what happened to you, mate. You accidentally stole something.
I was at a survey down in Brisbane.
Yep.
And I pulled my truck in because, you know, the track's 1,200 metres. I used two pumps, three pumps. One was AdBlue, the other was diesel, and the other was diesel. And I went up there. I said, I'm out there. Right, H, punched it in. Paid for it, drove out the gate, drove halfway up north and went, looked at the dock, went, there's $600 with a diesel short. So I quickly rang her up and said, I was up there about an hour and a half ago. I haven't paid the best $600 with a diesel.
We wait for the flashing lights to come and, you know, haul you out of the cab and throw you to the ground?
No, not quite. So I actually rang up the servo and was like, I'm the guy you drove away and you guys didn't put it down. I didn't pay for it. It's a $100 with a needle. That's you.
I was going to say. Geez, it's a wonder you didn't have cop cars chasing you down the highway.
I love the honesty, though. That's really, really admirable.
$600.
And I thought myself, gee, that was good fuel economy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't feel so bad with my $80 last night now, Mick.
That's when you use about 2.3 litres to the kilometre of fuel.
I know. Nice work. Oh, my goodness. We had Caro call through and she said she walked out of Meijer with a massive mattress protector under her arm accidentally. But when she got off the phone, her son Dylan made an announcement to her. You there, Caro?
I am. I'm here.
And good morning, Dylan.
Hello.
Hey. What happened? What happened, dude? Because you said to your mum, hey, mum, I didn't tell you what I stole.
So what happened is my dad told me to grab the vanilla extract, and I had it in my hand at the checkout, and I was shaking it, and I forgot to put it through the scanner thing.
Yep.
And so then I walked out the store without paying for it, and and then I had to go back and pay for it.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy. Did you say, oh, my goodness, Dad, I've got the vanilla extract?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
I could have just sold it, but yeah.
Well taught there,
well,
Dylan.
Well, good boy, Dill. We're very proud of you at the Zinc family, so well done.
Caro's taught you very well. Great family you got there.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for weighing
in. Drive yourselves straight to the police station, you two.